The newest full cast audio production from Ziplo Productions, Interverse.
The dispatcher was talking again, but Sutter couldn't hear him over the rush of air at the back of the bay. Sutter tapped his helmet, and the dispatcher's voice came through the ear.
We're circling the launch point now. Anytime you're ready, give me the nod, wait for my signal. Remember, stay clear of the bay doors. Jump straight out. Try to relax.
Sutter gave an ironic grunt. Relax? Easy when you're jumping out of a perfectly good airplane with a gizmo that looked like something out of ancient silent movie footage. On top of all that, he was jumping into a mystery. Who ran the Republic? Who were the government? And what was Interverse?
It's been nearly 30 years since social upheaval unraveled the glue that bound the country in the last decade of the 20th century. Frank Sutter, special agent with the OSO of the Central United States, is being dropped behind the border of the Republic of Interverse, a landmass comprising the eastern one-third of the old United States of America. For nearly two decades, there has been no communication with this mysterious Republic of Interverse. It's Frank Sutter's mission to find out who runs this silent republic of zombie-like citizens.
Sarah and I kept as low as we could during the riots and all. Except one day the army showed up in Sturkeyville and took over. And they put up posters about a new government, a permanent government. They called it Interverse.
Religious folks started saying it was Jesus come again. Nobody knew what the hell it was, and it's been that way ever since.
Frank Sutter discovers early that the entire country is controlled by a nanotechnology, microscopic computers that allow someone to control the very emotions of its citizens. But who controls these computers? With help from an uncontrolled segment of the population, Frank Sutter must find out who controls Interverse and then get out alive.
He heard the whine of turbine engines above. He craned his neck to look. A flitter, a vertical takeoff and landing craft, was following, swooping low. He floored the accelerator, taking the next bend fast enough so that the car went up on two wheels.
Stop your vehicle immediately. Pull over to the side of the road. Pull over, or you will be fired upon.
Alice looked at him with defiance in her eyes, as if she'd been reading his mind. The craft fired, the sound like the buzzing of a chainsaw. Dust rose from the shoulder. The miss had been deliberate. Frank began swerving all over the road. The craft's gun sounded again, and this time, the miss might not have been intentional.
Interverse by John DeChauncey. Featuring the Hilton Head Island Repertory Company. Interverse. Exclusively from Ziplo Productions.